आज प्यारे बाबा के पास वतन में भोग लेकर के
टुडे व्हेन आई वेंट टू द सटल विच एंड टू ऑफर भोग टू बाबा
को जाने के साथ सभी भाई बहनों की और विशेष गीता पाठशाला के भाई बहनों की बाबा को याद प्यार
एंड आई गिव द रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ ऑल द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स स्पेशली ऑफ द गीता पाठशाला सेंटर्स.
बहुत सुंदर अच्छी अच्छी
Baba had emerged very beautiful things. That scene was about many small as well as large scale shops. In which there was one particular shop of this gems and the diamonds of different types.
So Baba puchne lage ki bachi in sabhi dukano mein se.
Then Baba started asking, just you see and tell me what is the elevated one among these shops. And I saw at last there was a shop of the gems and the diamonds which was so elegant. I told Baba that that would be the best one. Baba said that you have come to give me the remembrance of the Gita Pathshala caretakers. When children came to Baba's house, what is the main objective or the aim you kept? Can anyone answer? Everyone had kept this ambition of making one's life as diamond, as worth as a diamond. Everyone aspires to have the peace of mind in their life, but transforming the life from a worth shell into a worth diamond to make our life as equal to the Lakshmi and Narayan. Baba said that during the present times, there are huge gigantic shops as well as small shops when the owners of the small shops, they take their stock from the big shops and they sell to other people. But the diamond merchant, he will have his own quality, a very special quality to discern the things. Because of this quality, he comes in contact with the big business people. And he makes his dealings with the famous people. Baba asked me to decide and tell what is the best one among these. Then the Baba said, among these shops, the best one was of the diamonds and the gems. So, as it is rightly said, during the present time, where these many types of meditations and the knowledge about the scriptures are being there in the world, Baba said, this particular knowledge is considered to be the diamond worth, and the aim and the objective of becoming equal to the Lakshmi and Narayan is the highest one. And some children have just understood it to be so simple, and they just walk, they just spend their life according to their whims and chances. But as you always know that there will not be that much prominence to the small shops as compared to the large ones. So Baba said in the same way, children, let it to anyone be like that, but every Brahman child has connection with the big center or the place where the main business happens, that is with the place where the exchange of the jewels of knowledge take place. And Baba said that whatever you give and take should always happen with the main center, that is. Children often forget the importance of the place and the jewels of knowledge which are being given. So Baba frequently draws our attention to this, and he says that one has to move with this objective that I have to make my life as diamond worth, and as well as to I have to inspire others also to lead such a life. While Baba was speaking about these things, it used to feel that children were getting immersed in front of Baba, and Baba was just looking at everybody and he was sharing these words. Then the book was offered to Baba, and Baba with so much love he said that children have come to Baba's house, all have come to fill the aprons from the ocean of knowledge and to just rain to wherever you go. And Baba felt the power in today's book that every child just rains this jewels of knowledge wherever they go, wherever the child goes, so that the world becomes very beautiful, filled with very high vibrations. Baba said that day is not far from here to, because every Brahman child is making an effort. So that day is not so far. And I have given the remembrance of brothers and sisters to Baba, and Baba had immersed those souls on behalf of whom the book was offered today. And taking this message, I came to the corporeal world. Om Shanti. Peace.